Our next story is about a government employee in Washington, D.C. named Nico DeMarco. He's got a creative side gig. He's a DJ and a rather successful one at that. But if you met him on the street, you might not expect him to have a career in music because DeMarco is completely deaf. Here's Michaela Lefrak of WAMU.
Nico DeMarco has loved music ever since he was a little kid. He and his brothers would pile into their mom's car and put the radio on full blast. His mom would move the dial until she got to one of his favorite channels, late 90s pop or hip hop. The car would vibrate with sound.
And I'd find a rhythm and tell my mom, stay with that channel.
Were you a NSYNC or a Backstreet Boys kind of guy?
Oh, I can't pick one.
DeMarco can't hear music. The voice you're hearing is an American Sign Language interpreter who sat in on our interviews. But the 30-year-old DJ can feel the vibrations thumping through his body. That's why he was always asking his mom to turn up the music, pump up the bass.
We tell her to turn it on full blast, put it on max. My family was always pretty surprised, saying, are you sure you don't hear?
He's sure. He can't hear melody, lyrics, anything. His whole immediate family is deaf, too. His twin brother, Niall, is a model who's become pretty famous after becoming the first deaf winner of the TV shows Dancing with the Stars and America's Next Top Model. DeMarco went to Gallaudet University in Northeast D.C. Most of its student body is deaf and hard of hearing. He loved the culture there.
I'd rather just have it up front. Hey, I'm a deaf DJ. I'm proud to be deaf.
D.C. has one of the largest communities of deaf and hard-of-hearing people in the country due to Gallaudet. DeMarco started DJing when he was in college there. Through technology, music is a big part of campus life. Audiology professor Larry Medwetsky is hard-of-hearing himself. He says if you walk around campus today, you'll see lots of kids with headphones on.
You didn't see that before, but the output levels are such that they can hear it or feeling it in their ears. But they're enjoying music.
Undergrads blast music at their parties and hire DJs like DeMarco to play at events. There's even a device that people can wear on their backs that helps transmit musical vibrations into their bodies.
The more deeper sounds are being perceived lower in the body, and the higher pitch notes are being perceived higher up, like in the neck area, so it can flow up and down. That's what makes the experience more enjoyable.
DeMarco doesn't wear one of those devices, but he does use huge subwoofers and amps to get the music pumping in his apartment and out at clubs.
Huge! If I turn it on, you're going to feel that. Your whole body will feel that rhythm.
The technology that really changed things for him was an iPhone app called Shazam. It came out more than 15 years ago. To use it, you hold your phone up as a song is playing, and the app identifies it almost immediately. When DeMarco feels a rhythm he likes, he Shazams it and checks out the lyrics. Sometimes he is shocked.
I look at the lyrics sometimes and I'm thinking, what? That's not a song for everyone.
Unintentionally playing a scandalous song in front of kids or at a wedding? That's one challenge of being a deaf DJ. Another one is volume. When he DJs for mixed audiences, sometimes the hearing people can't handle the level of sound that deaf people need in order to feel the music. DeMarco's learned to keep earplugs around to hand out. But a lot of times, audiences don't even know he's deaf. I went to see him DJ at a brewery earlier this year, and people in the crowd, like Josh Baker and Kelsey Dwyer, were really surprised to find out.
It's amazing, because like I didn't even know until you said anything that he was deaf. So it's not like any different experience from like the listener perspective.
And he's obviously doing an awesome job, so it's cool. Yeah.
DeMarco also loves inspiring deaf and hard-of-hearing people to dance. His Instagram is filled with videos of him dancing, and his most requested songs usually have set choreography. Think Electric Slide. People just feel more confident when they know what dance moves to do. The number one request he gets? A little song called The Wobble by V.I.C. All the shawty's in the club, let me see you
just back it up, drop it down, let me see. People will go nuts and jump on the floor to dance to that because they know how to dance to that song. It's a deaf thing.
It's kind of an everyone thing. DeMarco still works full-time as a government IT specialist and DJs in the evenings and on weekends. He's really happy with the life he's created in D.C.
Well, I don't mind being a deaf DJ because, you know, very often people don't get that deaf people can do anything. So I just try to represent my community and do everything I can to help them visualize a future that's broad, without limits.
For Here and Now, I'm Michaela LaFrac.
What a great story. Well, we want to take a moment now to thank our Washington, D.C. intern, Alexander Turk, who is wrapping up his internship so he can finish school at the University of Maryland. He will also be continuing his work at NPR. And based on the talent and drive that he has shown us in his time at Here and Now, I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more from him.
Indeed. Good luck, Alex.
Good luck, Alex. And also want to thank our technical directors, Mike Moschetto and James Trout, keeping the show on the air today despite colossal technical difficulties.
We made it.
But here we are. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now. Looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that could dance might could possibly get down with the tool in